Today is a very special day on the Vaishnav calendar. It's the appearance day of Shyamananda. It's the appearance day of Shyamananda, and also it's the rasa dance of Balaram, and also it's the Krishna Vasant Rasa, that means the spring rasa dance. And here, of course, it's not spring. Here it is fall, because you are upside down here in this part of the world, right? And we are right side up.
Oh, no, it's on the way around. We're upside down. We're right side up. Yeah.
No, if you look at the globe, you're at the bottom of the globe. You never have a globe where Australia's on top. So, anyway, so it is spring in Vrindavan right now, and it's Krishna's spring rasa dance and Balaram's dance and the appearance day of Shyamananda Prabhu. So we'll speak a little bit about Shyamananda Prabhu and then Balaram's rasa dance. So Om Gana Timananda Shah Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurveda Maha. So first about Shyamananda, very interesting history. That Shyamananda's parents had a whole bunch of children before they had Shyamananda, and every one of them died. Whew. Finally, Shyamananda was born, but the parents gave him the name Dukhi. The sadness, because all of his brothers and sisters had died. But he had all the signs of a Mahapurusha. Now, Mahapurusha means a great personality. Mahapurusha, a great person. And so the signs are like lotus eyes, like the eyes practically go out to the ears, hands that go down to the knees when you're standing up, and different proportions of the body, none of which any of you have. And I certainly don't have them. So anyway, so when he was very young, his father said, "Who is your spiritual master?" And he replied just spontaneously, "Hridaya Chaitanya." And this Hridaya Chaitanya is a very interesting personality. He was initiated by his spiritual master, who was Gauridas Pandit, who was an incarnation of Subal. Who is Subal? One of Krishna's friends. So his spiritual master was Gauridas Pandit. And Gauridas Pandit gave him the name, not Hridaya Chaitanya, gave him the Hridaya Ananda. But he changed his name because of something that happened. Because Hridaya Ananda was given charge of two deities, Gornatai, and these deities were made in the image of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya posed for these deities. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So he posed for the deities, and Hridaya Ananda was told by his guru, Gauridas Pandit, take care of the deities. And Gauridas Pandit was gone for some time, so Hridaya Ananda sent out notices for a festival. His spiritual master got back, and he said, "What have you done without my approval? Get out of here, you rascal disciple." In those days, the gurus were really heavy. So Hridaya Ananda left. But because Gornatai, the deities, had so much love for him, they left with him. In other words, the deities just went away. And so he was celebrating Gaur Purnima with his spiritual master's deities on the banks of the river. Pretty interesting, isn't it? And so his spiritual master heard about this, and he came running, and he was going to chastise his disciple with a stick. And then he saw Gaur Natai there too. And Gaur Natai got so scared of Gauridas Pandit, they jumped into the heart of Hridaya Ananda to escape. And then the spiritual master said to the disciple, "You're a great devotee, so I'm changing your name to Hridaya Chaitanya." Interesting story, isn't it? This is what happens with pure devotees. So Hridaya Chaitanya became the spiritual master of Dukhi. Remember Dukhi at the beginning? And changed his name to Dukhi Krishnadas. you know, unhappy Krishna. Why is Krishna unhappy? Because he's separated from Robert Radharani. Yeah. Okay. So what happened is that Hriday Chaitanya sent his disciple Duki Krishna Das to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he worked under the tutelage, that means the care, of Jiva Goswami. Everyone knows who Jiva Goswami is? Yeah. But what? Do you know who he was? Who he was the nephew of? Sanatana Rupa Goswami. And he was the greatest scholar of all time. Jiva Goswami. So anyway, so this Duki Krishnadas was working with Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami gave him the service of cleansing this kunja, which is called a Kanaka Kunja. So he was cleaning this kunja. And in this kunja, Radha and Krishna would daily have their pastimes. Of course, it was unmanifest. And one day, when Radha and Krishna were having their pastimes, and one night, Srimati Radharani left her ankle bell there by accident. It's called a Nupura ankle bell, under a desire tree. And Duki Krishnadas, who was cleaning the kunja every day, found it. And he just saw it was glowing, and he tied it on his neck originally and then buried it. And when he buried it, the shovel turned to gold that he was using to bury it. Interesting story. So, a few days later, Lalita Devi, who's Lalita Devi?
One of the two primary associates of
Srimati Radharani, Lalita and
Vishaka.
You have to answer, Keisha. And Vishaka. And so Lalita went to find the ankle bell. And she went to Duki Krishnadas and said, did you find anything? But she dressed herself up as a regular gopi, you know, girl, little girl. And he told her that it is Radharani's. And I don't believe you're an ordinary village girl. Who are you? And Lalita said, I'm Lalita Devi. And Duki Krishnadas asked for a benediction. He said, I want to see what you actually look like. And Lalita Devi said, it's not possible. And he said, only by your mercy is it possible. And she manifested her form as Lalita Devi. And he fainted and he put her feet on his head. So he said, I want another boon. I want to be your servant and serve Radha and Krishna eternally. Anyway. So Lalita gave him a mantra by which he could enter into Krishna's pastimes. Haribol, good to see you. Haribol, good to see you. Sit down. Tejo. So we're telling the story of Shyamananda, because it's Shyamananda's appearance table. So what happened is Lalita gave him this mantra where he could see Radha and Krishna's pastimes at any point. And then he gave the ankle bell back to Lalita Devi for Srimati Radharani. And Lalita Devi, everyone listening, or is it just like children's time here? So Lalita Devi, I'm very tolerant. Yeah, he would get very upset. So Lalita Devi touched Duki Krishna Das's head with this anklet and gave him this special tilak, the Shyamananda tilak, which has a dot in it. And she said, your name now is Shyamananda. So originally it was Duki Krishnadas. Then he became known as Shyamananda. And Lalita said, don't tell anyone except for Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami was told about this. And Jiva Goswami asked him, why do you have a golden complexion now? You look different. You're ecstatic. What's happening? And Shyamananda, at this point, Dukhi Krishnadas was named Shyamananda, answered. He said, it is by your mercy, and Jiva Goswami asked to hear the whole story. He asked to see the shovel, the spade, and he saw that it was golden. And Jiva Goswami was so immersed at that time with ecstasy hearing about this thing, he said, I have become your servant. And he said, you should think that it is the mercy of your guru, Hridaya Chaitanya. You should not think that it is because of your devotion, but it is the mercy of your guru. But the Brajavasis heard this new name that Dukhi Krishnadas had gotten, Shyamananda. And they thought, wow, this is reinitiation. And reinitiation is actually a great offense if the guru is in good standing. It's one of the main Vaishnava aparadas. You know what an aparada is, Keshav? What is that?
It's like a sin.
Offense. So it's really terrible. You know, you don't initiate someone else's disciple. Actually, what happened is one of Prabhupada's godbrothers reinitiated one of Prabhupada's disciples one time. And Prabhupada said, this is a great offense. So anyway, so the Rajavasis were saying, this is a great offense. And they conveyed the news to Hridaya Chaitanya, who was in Bengal at that time. Now remember, these pastimes that I just mentioned happened in Vrindavan. And Hridaya Chaitanya was in Bengal. So when Hridaya Chaitanya heard this, he was angry, and he sent his disciples and associates to find out the truth about it. So they went all the way across India, all the way to Vrindavan. And Jiva Goswami explained to them that this Tilak, a new name, was given by Hridaya Chaitanya in a dream to Shyamananda. So Shyamananda said, this is actually true. But what Hridaya Chaitanya, when he heard this story, he got very angry. He said, there's no dream. I wasn't there in the dream. I mean, sometimes you have disciples who say, who have you appeared in my dream and you told me this. That's why I'm doing this. I have that happen sometimes. And I say, that's nonsense. Same thing happens. I never was in your dream. And I didn't tell you that, and I would never tell you that. But somehow or other they take dreams seriously. So Hridaya Chaitanya said the same thing. And then Hridaya Chaitanya said, I'm going to go to Braj to see what's happening myself. So he, with all the mahants, they went to Braj, and he asked Shyamananda, who is your guru? And Shyamananda said, you are, and the name of the Tilak was given by you. And Hridaya Chaitanya got really angry, and he said, we're going to wipe off your Tilak and the name, and if it remains, then we'll understand it's real. So he actually wiped off the Tilak. You know, heavy guru. And Shyamananda chanted, while this was happening, he chanted this mantra he was given by Lalita Devi to enter into Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And in his spiritual body, he was outside of Radharani's house. And he began to cry, you know, incessant tears outside of Radharani's house. And in his spiritual form, he was known as Kanaka Manjari. Kanaka Manjari. That's his spiritual identity. So he was crying. And finally, Lalita Devi comes out, and she was making betel nuts for Radharani. And Radharani said, bring her inside. So Radha was eating the betel, and Lita was preparing. And Rupa Manjari, that's Rupa Goswami's spiritual identity, was massaging Radharani's legs, and Champaka Lata, one of the other principal gopis, was fanning Srimati Radharani. So he explained, or she at this particular point, Kanaka Manjari, explained what had happened. Radharani spoke to Subal, and remember I said Subal was actually the spiritual master of Hridaya Chaitanya. He appeared as Goridas Pandit. So remember the whole story. And so Subal painted Shyamananda on the chest of Shyamananda's, or the chest at this particular point, Kanaka Manjari, as well as tilak on the forehead. And then he actually was given an order by Radharani to preach Krishna consciousness in Orissa with Rasika Murari, who was his principal disciple. So in the meantime, he came back to consciousness and the tilak reappeared. And so what happened is that Hridaya Chaitanya kept rubbing off the tilak and it kept reappearing. So the guru was sort of defeated at this time. And he just like said, okay, let me think about this. But a few days later, he became even more upset with his disciple. He said, now I understand that you are unchaste because you are in a different bhav than your guru, because his guru was in the bhav of Sakyaras. You understand? And he was in the bhav of Madhuriras. He said, you're unchaste. I'm a coward boy. You have to be a coward boy. And actually, this is not really our philosophy. Because the guru could be a coward boy, and the disciple could be a gopi, or vice versa, or whatever. It's not that necessarily you have the same bhav as your spiritual master. Everyone's individual. So he became very upset, and so Shyamananda tried to pacify him. He said, Guru Maharaj, even your spiritual master, who was Suval, is serving Radha and Krishna. You know, so he has a mixture, you know, a little bit of assisting the Madhurya Bhava. But Hridaya Chaitanya didn't accept this explanation. He started to beat his disciple with a stick. Whack, 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 like that. And the disciple didn't fight back. That's a good disciple. We should try that sometimes. See, he was actually surrendered. Just go, whack, 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 whack. Thank you, Guru Maharaj. So, it reminds me of the story when Lord Nityananda kicked Shivananda Saint. And Shivananda Saint apologized and was ecstatic he got kicked by Lord Nityananda. So if you get beaten by the spiritual master, you should be ecstatic. So, right, Keshav? No, he doesn't believe that. So anyway, but Hridaya Chaitanya had a dream that night. And in that dream, Lord Chaitanya appeared before Hridaya Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was bloody and he had marks all over his body. And Hridaya Chaitanya said, who has done this to you? And Lord Chaitanya said, you have done this to me. He goes, you have beaten my dearmost devotee. Shyamananda. And so Hridaya Chaitanya understood he had made a big mistake. He forgave Hridaya Chaitanya and said to Hridaya Chaitanya, you should do 12 festivals. He forgave Shyamananda. And Hridaya Chaitanya said that Shyamananda should do 12 festivals in honor of Radha and Krishna. Jiva Goswami later ordered Shyamananda to go to Bengal and Orissa. And there he met Rasikananda and they preached together. And of course, Shyamananda was one of the three principal second generation followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottamadas Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shyamananda. And they all took their education under Srila Jiva Goswami and transported, you know, famous story of how they transported the books of the Goswamis to Bengal, and the books were stolen, and later on the person who stole them, King Virambir, became a great devotee and actually disciple of Srinivasacharya and spread Krishna consciousness everywhere in Vanavishnupur, which was his village or his area, and he kicked everybody out who wouldn't chant their rounds. He said, everyone here has to be a Vaishnava, otherwise, you know, go somewhere else. It's like the partition of India. But even heavier. You're a Vaishnava or hit the road, Jack. And so that's what he did. And that's the story of Shyamananda and Rasikananda. Of course, Orissa means like Jagannath Puri, Bhubaneswar,
Karnak, you know, all these different places, where Lord Chaitanya actually spent the final portion of his pastimes in Orissa, Jagannath Puri, experiencing great separation. So that's why there's so many devotees in Orissa, because of Shyamananda. So that's Shyamananda's pastimes. And then it is also Balaram's rasa dance. And so we'll tell the story about that. So once upon a time, Balaram was very eager to see his friends in Gokul. So he took Krishna's permission to go there to console them. The reason he went to console them is because that Krishna promised he would come right back, and he didn't come right back. He lied. Anyway, so and Krishna did not go himself. And he gave two reasons. That he was prohibited by the Yadus from going because they were afraid that he would never return. Second reason is that if he went, and this is explained in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that if Krishna went back to Vrindavan, the Brajavasis would be in complete anxiety thinking he was going to leave again. So sometimes it's better not to go back, because you say, you know, you lied to us once, Krishna. You're going to leave again. You know, we don't trust you. And, you know, he didn't want to cause them that disturbance. So when Balaram got to Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda held him on her lap, and she was crying, and she was asking how her relatives were doing there. And the gopis asked whether Krishna was happy with the women in the city. They asked, does he remember us? Is he going to return? Does he remember our service? We gave up everything for him, and he just abandoned us. They're very upset. You can imagine, you know, you just promise someone, you know, especially young boys and girls, you just promise someone something, you know, I'll be with you your whole life, surrender to me, don't worry about anything, and all of a sudden, he's gone. So they were pretty upset. And they thought, they said, how can the city women believe him? The only reason they believe him is because he has this smile that bewilders them, that awakens their lust. That otherwise, nobody should believe Krishna. And the gopis said, let's talk about something else. You know, we don't want to talk about Krishna. But they couldn't stop talking about Krishna. They tried their best, and they couldn't stop talking about Krishna. That's love. So, then Balaram gave some messages. And actually, Balaram is known as Sankarshan, which means he who attracts Krishna to appear in our minds, actually. It was very interesting, because Balaram is the original spiritual master. Nayamatma vala hinena, blah, blah, without the mercy of Balaram, no one can get Krishna. And Balaram appeared as who in this age? Let Keshav answer. Nitya who?
Oh, what's his name again?
What's his name again? Nitya.
Nitya.
Well, yeah, everyone told you. I mean, we're going to have to take you for a few weeks and deal with your death. You know, just read Krishna book and Chaitanya Charitamrita to you.
She doesn't want to read the Krishna book. She doesn't want to read the Krishna.
Well, we'll just lock him in my room and I'll read Krishna book to him. So, anyway, so that's Balaram, the Chinanda. And then Balaram told the stories about Krishna to the gopis. And for the gopis' benefit, he gave them different messages. You know, one is that he talked to them about transcendental knowledge. You know, just meditate on Krishna. Everything will be all right. You're not the body. They didn't like that much. And another thing was conciliatory, which means, you know, I feel real bad about what you're going through. And the other thing, he talked about the power of Krishna, which they weren't interested in anyway. So Balaram wasn't able to console them too well. But he had his own gopis. And for 2 months,
he danced with his gopis. And in a place in the Yamuna, near the Yamuna called Sri Ramnath. And those of us who have gone on Braj Mandal Parikrama have gone there. And while they were dancing, they were sometimes getting drunk. Even Krishna and the gopis would sometimes get intoxicated. This is where intoxication comes from in the material world, because everything is there in the spiritual world. In Krishna's pastimes, Krishna and his gopis, they would drink honey wine. And it's described they got so drunk sometimes that they would take a cup and have the cup on the wrong side and pour the water on top of it rather than, and it would go all over the place. And Krishna's eyes would roll like that. I mean, it's so interesting. Hearing about Krishna's drinking and Balaram's drinking, you'd lose the desire to get intoxicated. So, anyway, so Balaram had a specific beverage he drank called the Varuni. And it sent by Varuna. It actually came from the trees. And he and the girls got drunk, and Gandharvas started singing. And it's described that he enjoyed like a male elephant with the female elephants, like Aravata. So, as he was drunk, Keshav, it's nice of you, listen. As he was drunk, he called the Yamuna to come, because he wanted to go bathing. And the Yamuna was some distance away. You listening? We're going to test you on this later. And based on that, we're going to give you marks, you know, A, B, C, D, or F. So, as he was calling the Yamuna, she refused to come. She thought, this guy's drunk! I don't have to listen to a drunk person, even if he is God. So he got... So he got really angry with the Yamuna, and the famous story is he grabbed his plow and started to drag the Yamuna with the end of the plow. He said to her, you are greatly sinful by not listening to my instructions. So Yamuna Devi came out and she apologized and prayed, and Balaram entered the Yamuna with his gopis, all of his Lakshmi, his consorts. And he had blue garments, and as we described, he was like an elephant having his pastimes with his wives. And all the nights for 2 months passed as one night. And that was Balaram's rasa dance. Also, another time he was dancing. Keshav, this is a question for you. Another time he was dancing with the girls, not Raivata, someone tried to interfere with that. Don't tell him! Someone tried to interfere with his dancing. He doesn't know? You don't know. I'll give you a hint.
Monkeys.
Not monkeys.
No, not Hanuman.
It's
in the Krishna world. Actually, it's in both Krishna books. Even the central fight.
Danilova?
No. I'll give you another hint. Kila. Dvidvita gorilla. And Dvidvita gorilla and Minda, they actually were devotees who helped Lord Ram. And they became contaminated by bad association. Like if you have bad association, even if you're a devotee of Lord Ram, you can be spoiled. So this gorilla came and he was attempting to steal clothes of the gopis. That Balaram was dancing with and making the sound, showing portions of his body, the lower portions of his body, and going, Kela, Kela! Which I guess in Hindi, Kela, banana.
Banana.
Right?
Banana, yeah.
Kela, banana. So actually,
banana.
Kela. So anyway, so he was. He was crying like that. No, and so Balaram killed him. And that was another dance that Balaram had with his gopis. Very interesting. So anyway, so today we are commemorating both of these occasions. The appearance of Shyamananda and Balaram, and also Krishna's Vasant
rasa, Krishna's spring rasa dance. And of course we know from the descriptions of Krishna's rasa dances sometimes to awaken the separation mood in the gopis, Krishna leaves. You know that story in the Krishna book? Why did Krishna leave the gopis? Keshav? Anyone know?
Intensify
their love. Very good. And because at one point they were thinking that we're the most fortunate people in the universe. So whenever someone has some pride, what does Krishna do? He takes that pride away. So he took himself away from them. And Krishna left with one of the gopis. What was her name? Keshav? Good. And at one point, Krishna just left Radha running along. At first, the gopis were thinking, when they saw two sets of footprints, they were thinking, who is this girl? You know, Krishna left us with this girl. But then they saw that Krishna did the same thing to Radharani. And then they were going through the woods looking for Krishna. But as they were looking for Krishna, they were imitating his pastimes. One girl played the part of the Kaliya serpent. And who danced on the Kaliya serpent's head, Keshav?
Krishna.
That's good. That's an easy way. You do know who Krishna is. So, and another girl played Putana. Another girl played Krishna and killed Putana. And so they were feeling so much separation from Krishna, they were remembering all of his pastimes. And finally, when they were completely absorbed in that mood of separation, Krishna appeared again. And they walked together. I mean, it's a very romantic story, actually. They walked together, arm in arm, on the banks of the Yamuna. You know, just very nicely. And Krishna, of course, was walking with each and every gopi. And then eventually they had their dance. They got exhausted. That's all day long, it's like this. It's not just now.
It's about...
No, see, I was mentioning the other day that the police borrow them when they when their siren's not working. This is 24 hours a day. So that's today, very special day in the Vaishnav calendar. It's Purnima. Purnima means what, Keshav? Oh my God. Yeah, I know.
Full moon.
Full moon. It means the full moon. What's the opposite of a Purnima?
Can I answer?
Yeah.
Amavas. No moon.
It's called new moon, yeah.
New moon.
New moon, no moon. And what does it mean when we say Ekadasi?
11th day. 11th day after new moon.
All right, Dwadasi.
12th after new moon.
Trayodasi.
13th day.
Chaturdasi.
14th.
Very good. We just are making sure he's attentive. Because he'd rather be playing soccer right now than in Bhagavad, isn't it? So, any questions or comments? But we're not anything. Anyway, these are very sweet pastimes of Krishna's devotees. What?
Sometimes people, just like when they read this verse, and they go around, the intoxicant they use,
yeah.
People will think, they were drinking, why can't I drink?
Well, if you could lift Govardhan Hill with the pinky of your hand, then you could drink. We have no problem. No,
but that was impossible, and this is possible.
No. Because Krishna never loses his position as the Supreme Personality of God, and he gets drunk. First of all, when Krishna gets drunk, his expansion as Mahavishnu doesn't get confused. And the whole world doesn't get destroyed. When you get drunk, you crash your car. Not you, of course. But even when Krishna's drunk, all the worlds, all of the different services, he's doing in terms of his expansions or portions of his plenary portions, they don't lose their cool, so to speak.
Everything goes on. Can you imagine? If some one of us gets drunk, everything stops or we create a disaster. And also, Krishna doesn't get angry and hurt people when he's drunk. The Prabhupada said there's two types of drunk people, a high class and a low class drunk. So you should be at least high class, Keshi, when you drink. A low class drunk, when they actually get intoxicated, they speak so much nonsense, get angry and everything like that. A high class drunk goes to sleep. Prabhupada said that. So you should be high class if you're going to drink.
I'm not drinking.
I know. It's actually, intoxication is bad because, for many reasons, not only because it bewilders you, or Prabhupada said, it puts you into an illusion within an illusion. You're already in Maya, so it puts you in a double Maya, like a dream within a dream. Right? So, that's one reason. Another reason is it kills so many, what case? Answer.
Brain cells.
So many brain, and you have a limited number of brain cells. Another reason, it destroys your liver. And people die because of that. So you don't want to become stupid with no liver. So don't drink. I don't think that's your problem right now.
It made the Yadu dynasty finish?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good story. The Yadu dynasty drank rice wine. And they had all these canes that grew from that arrow. The pieces of the arrow, and they beat each other to death. And they were actually family members.
Yeah.
And they killed each other because they were drunk.
Yeah, that's how the dynasty
finished, because of drunkenness. So Krishna's telling us so many things about intoxication. But in the spiritual world, you know, there's madness, there's transcendental madness, there's intoxication. All these things are there. That's why we have these things here. There's loving exchanges, there's fighting, sometimes, you know, play fighting between Krishna and the coward boys. Because this world is a what of the spiritual world, Keshav?
Yeah.
Because he agrees with that. It's a reflection, just like what is reflected according to Bhagavad Gita. Let Keshav answer this. According to the Bhagavad Gita, just like what is reflected on what? What is reflection? What is it?
Reflection of
banyan tree.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And what is up and what is down?
The roots are up.
The roots are up.
And the branches are down.
Branches down. And leaves of the Veda camps.
Yeah.
So that nobody knows what?
Where the roots start and finish.
Where it begins and where it ends. Like a banyan tree. Ever seen a big banyan tree? In Fiji, I've seen some.
Yeah.
Really big, that are like 1 acre or even more, a banyan tree. And you can't really, because what happens with the banyan tree is when the branches go out, the branches have their own roots. You ever see that, Keshav?
Yeah.
The branches send out roots. And not only that, the roots go under the earth, and they may go for many, many, many meters under the earth. And they destroy foundations of houses. Yeah, they actually go under, they're really big roots. So you got a connection between the roots and the branches, and nobody can figure out anything about a banyan tree. I remember used to be GBC in Hawaii, where you have this big banyan tree, and it was costing thousands of dollars just to trim it every year. Because it was destroying the temple. So that's the material world. A banyan tree that's upside down. So whatever we see here, is there. I mean, obviously, you know, you could say, well, mobile phones, do they have them there? Well, they have means of communication that are better than mobile phones. They're always in touch with each other. So, you know, not exactly the same things, mobile phones and crying babies and Krishna cries sometimes. But actually, in the spiritual world, Krishna is always youthful. So no crying babies there.
Maybe one of the reason of this is this Muslim, they say, don't drink here, you drink up there because
yeah,
by the maids.
Anyway, what they do sometimes is they don't drink in their own countries and they go to Thailand to drink and carouse.
But drinking, you know, all these things are very destructive. Spiritually, materially, not good. I never drank. One time someone offered me a little bit, I took it with my tongue, and said, ugh. Terrible. So, any other questions? No? All right, I want to thank everybody for joining us online. Puvi, Avikash, Krishna Kumari, Vishwanath. Oh, Vishwanath, I hope you're feeling better. I wanted to ask you something, Vishwanath, so let me know when I can call you. Axel, Malini, Sachimat, let's see, Rana Mohan, Ashwin, Vrindavan Chandra from Fiji, Sita Sundari from Fiji, Jainetra, Vrindavan Chandra, Akshay, that means Adipurusha, Tulsi from here, and Vrindavan Chandra, maybe Navkishori is on. Oh yeah, Navkishori is on, I see her. Leela Shakti from the United States, Adidev, Navkishori, Eric Baria, Kunal, Mani, that's KB, Krishna Balaram. Okay, thank you all for joining us, and you'll see, we're not going to show you the little babies that are been crying incessantly, but here's all the babies here. And there's Govardhan personified.